University of La Verne, student charged with hate crime hoax shows power of racism in America. By Tom Sikata on May 7, 2020. Officials at the University of La Verne in California have reacted to a fake hate crime controversy that occurred in February. After initially claiming that she had been assaulted by a masked man in a stairwell on campus, student Dominguez Pena is now facing criminal charges for allegedly faking a hate crime. Professor Judy Holliday claims that racism in America resulted in the woman feeling compelled to do something illegal and immoral to bring attention to the problem. According to a report by Campus Reform, the University of La Verne has issued a statement on a reported fake hate crime hoax committed by student Dominguez Pena. The student initially told police officers that she was assaulted by a masked man in a stairwell on campus after finding a smoking backpack in her car. In response to Pena's claims, the University of La Verne officials shut down the campus for 24 hours. In March, Pena was charged with 6 counts of filing a false police report, 1 count of false impersonation, 1 count of making criminal threats, and 1 count of filing a false claim with the State Victims Compensation Fund. In a statement made to Campus Reform, University of La Verne Office of Strategic Communications Executive Director Rod Levesque said that the hoax was extremely upsetting. However, Levesque refused to comment on whether or not Pena has been disciplined by the university for her actions. The incidents last year were extremely upsetting to the university community. We take a lot of pride in being a diverse and inclusive campus. And we hope that the conclusion of the criminal investigation will allow us to continue to come together and focus on our mission of providing an excellent education to our students, Levesque said. University of La Verne professor Judy Holliday said that she was distressed over the impact that the hate crime hoax on the university's reputation. It was very distressing to hear that a student fabricated racist threats, especially as those threats did so much damage to the reputation of other individuals and the university, Holliday said. However, Holliday went on to defend Pena, arguing that Pena was motivated to fake a hate crime because of her experiences with racism as a minority living in the United States. It was also distressing to think about the fact that racism in the United States is so profoundly a part of the lives of people of color that a student felt compelled to do something illegal and immoral to bring attention to the problem, Holliday said. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.